Saturday, August 16th. Memorial of Saint Joachim, Father of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The lesson from Ecclesiasticus chapter 31, verses 8 through 11. Blessed is the man that is found without blemish, and that hath not gone after gold, nor put his trust in money, nor in treasures. Who is he, and we will praise him? For he hath done wonderful things in his life. Who hath been tried thereby and made perfect, he shall have glory everlasting. He that could have transgressed and hath not transgressed, and could do evil things and hath not done them. Therefore are his goods established in the Lord, and all the church of the saints shall declare his alms. Haydock Commentary. Saint Augustine says, "Pride is the worm of riches." Saint Bernard says, "In delights, chastity is endangered, and humility is endangered in the midst of riches." Not to transgress on such occasions is the greatest miracle. Man has free will, and those are happy who by God's grace do not abuse it. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 16. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac, Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judah and his brethren. And Judah begot Perez and Zerah of Thamar, and Perez begot Ezron, and Ezron begot Aram, and Aram begot Aminadab, and Aminadab begot Nahson, and Nahson begot Salmon, and Salmon begot Boaz of Rahab, and Boaz begot Obed of Ruth, and Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David the king. And David the king begot Solomon, of her who had been the wife of Uriah. And Solomon begot Roboam, and Roboam begot Abia, and Abia begot Asa, and Asa begot Josaphat. And Josaphat begot Joram, and Joram begot Ozias, and Ozias begot Jotham, and Joatham begot Achaz, and Achaz begot Ezekias, and Ezekias begot Manasses, and Manasses begot Amon, and Amon begot Josias, and Josias begot Jeconias and his brethren in the transmigration of Babylon. And after the transmigration of Babylon, Jeconias begot Saltiel, and Saltiel begot Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel begot Abiud, and Abiud begot Eliakim, and Eliakim begot Azor, and Azor begot Sadoc, and Sadoc begot Achim, and Achim begot Eliud, and Eliud begot Eleazar, and Eleazar begot Matthan, and Matthan begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Haydock Commentary. He begins with Abraham, the father of the faithful, because to him the promise was made, that all generations should be blessed in his seed. We nowhere else in Scripture find the marriage of Salmon with Rahab, but this event might have been known by tradition, the truth of which the divinely inspired evangelist here confirms. Rahab was a debauched woman, preserved in the pillage of Jericho, where she had been born. In this genealogy, only four women are mentioned, of which two are Gentiles and two adulteresses. Here the greatest sinners may find grounds for confidence in the mercies of Jesus Christ and hopes of pardon, when they observed how the Lord of life and glory, to cure our pride, not only humbled himself by taking upon himself the likeness of sinful flesh, but by deriving his descent from sinners, and inspiring the holy evangelist to record the same to all posterity. St. John Chrysostom says, "How, you say, does it appear that Christ descended from David? For if he be born not of man, but of a virgin, concerning whose genealogy nothing is said, how shall we know that he is of the family of David? We have here two difficulties to explain. Why is the genealogy of the virgin passed over in silence, and why is Joseph's mentioned, as Christ did not descend from him? How shall we know the virgin is descended from David? Hear the words of the Almighty addressed to the archangel Gabriel. Go to a virgin espoused to a man whose name is Joseph of the house and family of David." What could you wish plainer than this when you hear that the virgin is of the family of David? Hence it also appears that Joseph was of the same house, for there was a law which commanded them not to marry anyone but of the same tribe. But whether these words of the house and family of David be applied to the virgin or to Joseph, the argument is equally strong. For if he was of the family of David, he did not take a wife but of the same tribe, from which he had descended. Perhaps you will say he transgressed this law, But the evangelist has prevented such a suspicion by testifying beforehand that Joseph was a just man. Beware how you attach crime to him whose virtue is thus publicly acknowledged. It was not the custom among the Hebrews to keep the genealogies of women. The evangelist conformed to this custom that he might not, at the very beginning of the gospel, offend by transgressing ancient rites and introducing novelty. Joram begot Ozias. 3 generations are here omitted, as we find in 2 Chronicles, for there Joram begot Ochozias, and Ochozias begot Joas, and Joas begot Amaziah, and Amaziah begot Ozias. This omission is not material, the design of St. Matthew being only to show the Jews that Jesus, their Messiah, was of the family of David. And he is equally the son or the descendant of David, though the said 3 generations be left out. For Ozias may be called the son of Joram, though Joram was his great-grandfather. Or it is thought that St. Matthew omitted these 3 kings, Ochozias, Joas, and Amaziah, to preserve the distribution of his genealogy into 3 parts, each of 14 generations. And perhaps also on account of their impiety, or rather on account of the sentence pronounced against the house of Achab, from which they were descended by their mother Athaliah. See 1 Kings 21:21. The genealogy of Christ, as it appears by the 17th verse, is divided by the evangelist into thrice 14 generations, and so it is to contain 42 persons. The first class of 14 begins with Abraham and ends with David. The second class begins with Solomon and ends with Jeconiah. The third class is supposed to begin with Saltiel and to end, says St. Jerome, with our Savior Christ. But thus we shall only find in the third class 13 generations, and in all only 41 instead of 42. The conjecture of St. Epiphanius seems to be most probable, that we are to understand 2 Jeconiases, the father and the son, who had the same name. So that the true reading would be, Josias begot Jeconias and his brethren, and Jeconias begot Jeconias, and Jeconias begot Saltiel. There are several difficulties about reconciling this genealogy in St. Matthew with the one in St. Luke, but without insisting on all the particulars in these short notes, I hope it may suffice to take notice that no one can reasonably doubt that both the evangelists copied out the genealogical tables as they were then extant and carefully preserved by the Jews, and especially by those families that were of the tribe of Judah and of the family of David, of which the Messiah was to be born. For if the evangelists had either falsified or made any mistake to these genealogies, the Jews undoubtedly would have objected this against their Gospels, which they never did. The difficulties here are, 1. Why does St. Matthew give the genealogy of Joseph and not of Mary? 2. How is it inferred that Jesus is descended from David and Solomon, because Joseph is the son of David? 3. How can Joseph have 2 men for his father, Jacob of the race of Solomon, and Heli of the race of Nathan, as it says in Luke's Gospel? To the first it is generally answered that it was not customary with the Jews to draw out the genealogies of women. To the second, that Jesus being the son of Joseph, either by adoption or simply as the son of Mary his wife, he entered by that circumstance into all the rights of the family of Joseph. Moreover, Mary was of the same tribe and family of Joseph, and thus the heir of the branch of Solomon marrying with the heiress of the branch of Nathan, the rights of the 2 families united in Joseph and Mary were transmitted through them to Jesus, their son and heir. And to the third, that Jacob was the father of Joseph according to nature, and Heli his father according to law, or that Joseph was the son of the latter by adoption, and of the former by nature. Polus affirms that everyone the least conversant in Jewish history must know that several genealogies which appear to contradict each other do not in reality. In the first 14 of these generations, we see the family of David rising to the throne. In the second 14, a race of kings descending from him. In the last 14, the royal family descending to a poor carpenter. Yet when every human appearance of restoring the kingdom of David's house was at an end, Jesus arose to sit on his father's throne, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Some think that Joseph and the Blessed Virgin were truly married at the time of Christ's conception, others that they were only then espoused or engaged by a promise. St. Jerome says, "When you hear the name of husband applied to Joseph, do not from thence imagine them to be married, but remember the custom of the Scriptures, according to which they who are espoused only are called husbands and wives." That Jesus, who was called Christ, was of the seed of David is also evident, as St. Augustine affirms from various texts of the Holy Scriptures, as in the Epistle to the Romans, where St. Paul, speaking of the Son of God, says, "Who was made to him of the seed of David according to the flesh." See also the promises made to David in the Book of Kings, in the Psalms, and spoken of Solomon as a figure of Jesus Christ.